Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Hello, everyone, and how is everybody doing out there? I'm so glad that you are spending your day here in a positive way with the Kim Pagano Show. And I'm your host here with Tom Spence, and we're in our studio here, and it's actually cool in here, Tom.
Isn't it great?
Yes, I kind of wore something a little bit warmer, thinking that you'd probably be freezing me out, right?
The cool air is back.
It's
and we're
refreshing.
Happy as
heck. I love it. So anyways, just for a reminder to all my friends out there that have been Facebooking me, today we're going to do some giveaways on Facebook, and that is The Kim Pagano Show. And I'd love you to share this with your friends out there. It's all about adding value every day in every way. And I want to remind you that there's two shows. I have my wake up show in the morning at 6 o'clock, 6 to 7. And that is with my husband joining me on that show. And then this show has kind of took a little bit of a spin. It's a little bit more kind of women bound. In fact, that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to add a little bit of food to it. And we're having fun here. It's all about adding value. Anything that can really just make us our life valuable and really fall in love with our lives again. That's what this is all about. So I'm really excited for you to be here. And if you are just joining us right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show. If you have something, a business or a story or something that's that's an event coming up, give me a call at 805-419-0008 or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Our first guest today is Kathy Lipp, and she's going to be talking about, it's interesting because I really think this is something that pertains to men and women, but it's our me time, and it's her book is The Me Project. So I would really love to stop putting off your dreams until today and tomorrow and live them today. That's what it's all about. Also joining me today is Brenda Clevenger, and she's going to be talking about midlife Mona Lisa and how she teaches women how to live their grooviest life after 50. And so this is going to be a little show that's going to really give us some tips and really give us some insight on if you're not living your fullest life, start doing it today. So let's welcome our first guest, Kathy Lipp. Kathy, are you there?
I am, Kim. Thanks so much for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit. You've been on my show before. I love your books and your writing, and you've got several children, and you kind of, you remind me a lot of myself, just so many fires, in there, right? And trying to keep all those balls going and stuff. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, like you said, I'm a mom and a stepmom, and so now we officially get to say that all of our kids are young adults.
Oh, so I'm right there with you.
Yeah. So that brings its own rewards and risks all at the same time. And so, we're at a point where, we're focusing a little less on family and maybe moving a little bit more towards my husband and I trying to figure out, what are we going to do for the rest of our lives?
Oh,
what,
there you
what
go.
Does this
yeah.
look like?
It's, isn't it sound like what are we going to be when we grow up?
Exactly. It really is a second kind of renaissance.
I know. I totally get it. I mean, my husband and I, he's going, I'm on the 3-year plan. He wants to move to Panama now. Now he's got a new, thing here. He's always like moving. And I'm like, let's just live in the moment. Let's just, we've got two daughters that are getting married. And and so we've got a lot of stuff going on, but it's like still at the same time, I'm kind of gotten into my gardening and love my radio show, still do my hair. But, it's kind of like, okay, we're halfway there.
Right. Absolutely. And, what a privilege to enjoy your life. But then also thinking, what am I doing with my life? What contribution am I making? Am I going to look back on my life in 20, 30, 40 years, whatever it's going to be, and say, that was time well spent. That's how I don't regret what I did.
You know, that is so interesting. And Tom, do guys do that too? I mean, do you look at that like, you know, I think women are probably more.
Oh, guys do it too.
You do?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
we're
going through that right now at home mm-hmm. with my husband who just turned 50. And should I be further than I am? And, you know, should I have made different choices? But, you know, we're really coming to the conclusion we still have a lot of time ahead of us that we want to figure out and make the best for our.
I love it. I love it. I guess we're all on the same page. My husband, I don't think he really looks back. He is, once he makes a decision, I mean, I'm the one who like second guesses, you know, oh God, could I have, you know, and he's like full forward. Okay, we haven't done that. Let's go forward. So, you know, and do you find that you talk about a teeter-totter relationship?
Well, you know, we do balance each other out, and you have to. You know, when you have somebody who is constantly dreaming and, you know, wanting to run off for adventure and things like that, you know, we're attracted to people who are going to be the counterbalance to that, who are going to be the one who maybe speak a little bit of, you know, that would be great to quit your job, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay these bills. But, you know, you still want to be able to say, but let's keep dreaming. What can we be doing now so that in 5 years or 10 years we can be doing that?
Right.
And so, you know, that teeter-totter thing is really, really important in a couple. And if you're single, it's good to have a friend who you can talk through that stuff with, because sometimes we live so small and we need somebody to dream for us a little bit.
No question. No question. I just want to remind anybody that is just tuning in right now, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm so glad that you're here. It's all about spending a little bit of positive time here. And that's what we do here on my show. And we're talking with Kathy Lipp right now, and her book is The Me Project. And what is The Me Project?
Me Project is saying it sounds so self-centered and so selfish, but, you know, especially if you've been a mom, you have a certain amount of control, just a little bit, over your kids. But as they get older, you realize your control really turns to influence. You're not really able to, you know, guide and direct your kids the way that you were when they were younger.
Oh, so true.
Isn't it true? And so as we're moving from that into that place of influence, we really come to realize the person we have control over is ourselves.
Yeah.
And what choices, what decisions, what can I be doing? And oftentimes, if you've been a mom, you have put your dreams to the side. You've said, I'll do that when they're old. You know, it goes from, I'll do that when they're walking, or I'll do that when they're in school, or I'll do that when, you know, they get married, or when they're in college, or whatever that is. And at some point, you run out of excuses. And so you have to determine, do I really want to do something with my life, or am I okay just where I'm at?
Right. And you know, so many of us, I think, I mean, you nailed it right there, Kathy, is so many of us, I think, are a little afraid at this point.
Right.
And now we've kind of lost a little bit of our, you know, self-esteem. And so now we're going, okay, you know, am I as good as I used to be? That kind of thing. And I know men definitely feel that way too, because, you know, it's just, it's evolution. It's the way life is. But
right.
You want to almost try to build yourself up and say, look what I've accomplished, and now where do I want to go with it?
Well, and especially if you've been a mom, let's just be clear, you've got some skill.
Yeah.
You know how to navigate some stuff. But yeah, it's really easy when that's been the focus of your existence and there's been nothing set aside for yourself. You know, one of the things that women can fall into is their kids becoming their whole life. And it's a dangerous place to be because, you know, as much as we all want our kids to turn out perfectly, that's probably not happening for most of us.
That's a reality. And really, what is perfect? Okay, perfect is really, you know, perfect is so many different things.
Exactly. And we have an idea of perfect that is never going to be obtained. And so we have to figure out, okay, where do I find my value? Do I find my value only in my kids, or do I find my value in what I'm doing in life?
And Kathy, how old are your children?
We've got from 21 to 26, and we're a blended family.
Okay. So I've got from 17 to 29.
Oh, and you've covered the spread.
Yes, I have. And let me tell you, it's interesting because I think there's like an evolution of childhood, okay, for your kids is when they think you are it. They love you. They think you could do no wrong. And then all of a sudden they turn to like 12 and they look at you like, you know, really? You don't know anything. And you're going, how did I get us here? Right. You know, and then it kind of, you know, now they need from you because they see how expensive everything is. So then they want you kind of back in their life, but on their terms. And then they get to be where maybe they're starting to make their own money and then they don't really want you. So, you know what? Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's take a really quick break. You are listening to The Kim Pagano. Kathy Lipp is going to stay with us. And we're talking about the Me Project. So stay with us. We're going to give something away on Facebook. So get ready to go on The Kim Pagano Show. When I get back, The Kim Pagano Show Facebook. We'll be right back.
Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And we are talking about me time right here on the Kim Pagano Show. And I hope that all of you take some me time. I mean, Kathy, how many children do you have?
Four altogether.
Yeah, okay. Four altogether? I got four altogether, too. I know it feels a little overwhelming at times, but, you know, I mean, and me time, what does that mean to you?
Well, what I'm not talking about, and by the way, I have no problem with catching up on the latest episode of whatever reality show gets you through the day. I totally get that. But when I'm talking about the Me Project, I'm talking about what am I doing to add to my life? What am I doing to build into, you know, those dreams that I have, those ideas of things I want to accomplish? So I'm talking about things like looking for a mentor or getting together with a group of women who spur you on. You know, it's doing good work that invigorates you, makes you excited about life, and pushes you forward in the things that you don't want to get to a place in your life and say, I wish I would have. You say, I've tried everything, and I failed at a bunch of them, but I did a lot of things that I never thought I'd do.
You know what? And that is true. You need to step out of the box a little bit. I have a women's support group, and with my daughter's wedding coming up, everything got a little overwhelming, and I thought, oh, my God, I need to put this on the back, you know, burner for a second. But I really miss it because there are – you start to really – make these plans with different women, and you see them grow, and everybody brings something new to the table. And maybe, you know, you weren't a hiker, and they're like, hey, I just climbed this hill, you know. And so everybody kind of shares what their growth is, and it really helps expand your horizon.
Mm-hmm. It really, it gives you a vision. Like, if other people are out there doing that, maybe I could do that.
Right.
You know, they're not specially trained. They're not, they haven't gone to classes for 6 years. Maybe I can hike that. Maybe I can, you know, or they inspire you to take the class that you've been putting off. But when you see the joy they get out of it, you're like, you know what? Maybe I can do that.
I agree. So what goals do you have in your life that you have started?
Well, you know, several years ago, I'm a speaker and I've written books, but speaking is my first passion. And
how did you get started with that?
Honestly, it was through my church.
Okay.
I was doing freezer cooking, and my women's ministry director said, hey, would you come teach a class on that? And I said yes, because I'm a people pleaser. And then I went to the bathroom and I threw up.
Oh, God, yeah. Like, what did I just get myself into, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And, you know, the number one fear in the United States is public speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Number two is death. I mean, that gives you perspective, how afraid people are of public speaking. And so I went to a Toastmasters group. And Toastmasters, you know, teaching you how to speak publicly and how to respond to people. And, you know, I was in this little competition, and I lost big time. And
that's, you know what, thank you for sharing that, because, you know, I'm serious, because that's, people think that, you know, because you're a speaker, you won, and it was so rewarding, and now you wanted to do this because it made you feel so good. But, you know, you got to lose a couple times to get back up on top.
Well, and it really was. You know, when I lost, I thought, I have no business doing this. I am a loser. There's no reason I should be able to keep going. And I remember after that thinking, you know what? There are lots of things I want to try. And I remember reading this great quote, if you want to have mountaintop experiences, you need to be willing to walk through the valley.
Oh, I love that, because I really believe, and one of the things that I say is that we all have our own mountain, and which mountain are you climbing right now? And I really believe that, but I love that saying.
Yeah, and so I really started to brainstorm about, okay, what are the things I want to do? Am I willing to fail at some of these things to figure out what I want to do when I grow up? And so I made a list of 48 things that I wanted to try before I died. That it would be called a bucket list now. When I made the list, we didn't know what a bucket list was.
Right. So what did you call it? A wish list? A goal
list? Well,
you
know what I did was I made it, I made up two more, and I called it my 50-50 list.
Oh, okay.
50 things I wanted to do in the next 50 years. Uh-huh. And I had things on there from, you know, because my faith is important to me. I wanted to have a close, connected relationship with Christ. I wanted to get my nails done because I felt like that's what grown-up girls did, is they got their nails done once a week. I put the silly to the sacred on there. And I, you know, I put things down like I wanted to write a book, and then I scratched it out and I said, I want to write 10 books. I want to be a national speaker. I want to be on TV someday, because I had this inner Oprah thing going on for me. And so I wrote all those things down, and I just kept, every time either I did something to accomplish something on that list, you know, made a tiny little step, or some door opened for me, I just wrote it down in that journal, and it was really exciting to see the progress. And now here I am, it's been 8 years later, and 32 of those things have happened.
Share those with us.
Well, you know, one of the things was I wanted to write 10 books. That's a huge thing. I mean, that's not something you write down lightly. It takes a lot of gumption to even write that on a page. And 2 months ago, I got my contract for my 10th book.
Oh, my God. So what are all the names of your books?
Well, we've got The Husband Project, The Marriage Project, The Me Project, The What's for Dinner Solution. The Get Yourself Organized Project. Praying God's Word for Your Husband, 21 Ways to Connect with Your Kids, Praying God's Word for Your Life, and we've got more coming out.
You know what? Yeah, I mean, I think we're really in line with kind of the same things that I want to do, and I love that you've already reached that goal. That's huge.
It really is huge, but, you know, there are a million little steps along the way, and it you know, if you told me 8 years ago that within 8 years that would have been reachable, I never would have believed it. But it was because I said, I'm taking some time and I'm focusing. You know, this doesn't happen because you're a good mom. It happens because you're working towards it. And I hope I was a good mom at the same time. My kids tell me I was.
There you go.
But, you know, but there had to be a little portion of that for me, and it's inspired my kids as well, which is really exciting.
And that's really what it, you know, you got to look at it is kind of break it down, because there's times that we all beat each other up or ourselves up, probably that negative voice inside us. We could have, should have, you know, but it's a balance thing. And somehow we need to really honor ourselves. I mean, this is our journey as well as we brought all these wonderful children into our lives.
Well, and you think about it when your kids maybe don't turn out like we were talking about before perfectly.
Yeah.
And you feel gypped because you invested all this time and energy and blah, blah, blah. And it's a lot of pressure to put on your kids. And so you have to have something outside of, you know, and maybe there's a job you don't love and you're working at it to pay the bills. You have to have something outside of that that is something that you look forward to getting up for every single day.
Definitely, definitely. And so, okay, so you've got your books. Wow, hats off to you. That is amazing. I just want to remind anybody that's just tuning in right now, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and we're talking right now with Kathy Lipp. We're talking about the Me Project. All of us have that Me Project in them, and I hope that you're going to take some of these steps right now. So what's some of your other goals that you got through?
Well, one of them... very sillily was to be on TV, and I never have to do it again because my arm looks like a side of beef.
Oh,
on television.
God, you are so funny. Okay, so what were you on?
I was on a little local show, and since then I've done a couple of bigger things that have been in the Christian community.
Okay.
Because that's where I tend to speak and write.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, none of them were national news story, nothing like that. But you know what? Here's the thing. I had such a deep desire to do that before. It's gone now. I don't need to do it anymore.
Okay.
But there are other things I want to keep doing, you know. And one of them was, one of my goals was to have a close, connected relationship with my stepkid. And when I wrote that down,
it
felt like a fantasy.
Wow.
But, you know, after years and working on it and just, you know, showing up for them when they really didn't appreciate it, we've come to a place where we're good friends. My stepdaughter was over last night, and her dad was out of the house, and we sat there with my daughter, and we spoke for 2.5 hours, just chitting and chatting and loving on each other. And I would have never imagined that when we got married 9 years ago.
Don't you think that it's because you've actually started a new relationship? You guys are on, accepted each other. And
right.
Yeah, and I think that so many of us forget that. We think that we're the authority, and then we're dealing with these adult children, and really we have to just say, hey, you know what, I hope that it works out for you. I'm there if you need us. You know, because I kind of got that from my older daughter. She was like, you know what, I'm really okay now. And so we had to step back. I mean, I remember even when she was going to college, one of my clients who just passed away, but he had told me, cut the cord and start a new relationship. And it was so hard for me. But when I did it, it was like, oh, she just needed to be accepted for who she was.
Right. And the adult that she's trying to be.
Correct.
And she's not going to do it perfectly. And that's okay.
Definitely. Definitely. Gosh. Well, and so, I mean, thank you so much for sharing some of these great, you know, goals. Give us a couple more, because you are so inspiring. And not only that, you're so authentic. That's what, you know, people tell me I'm authentic. And that's, to me, that's what resonates with me, because all of us are out there thinking that, you know, if you're on the radio or you're on TV, that you're these superhuman beings that aren't any different than anybody else. And we're all, you know, eating and breathing and doing the exact same thing.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, let me be honest about a couple that I haven't reached yet, you know, I struggle with my weight. It is a daily struggle for me.
Okay.
But, you know, it's something that I'm working with a doctor on right now, and I'm working with a trainer on. And while it's not perfect, there's progress.
Hey, you know what? And pros, I'm on Weight Watchers, okay? I just started Weight Watchers because there's something that happens in the later part of your life. And I'm like, never had a problem before. But you know what? It's like, okay, now I know what people were thinking about. So, you know, so I can totally relate to that, which I never did before. But everything is kind of keeping a balance. And, you know, and I admire you for trying to figure out that goal.
Well, and, you know, one of the things that's been really exciting is one of my goals was to hire a staff, and I've been able to do that. But one of the interesting things was that I hired an assistant. Her name's Lynette, and she's tremendous and wonderful. But, you know, her first love is accounting, which is the exact opposite for me. I have no accounting skills whatsoever. So when I hired her as an assistant, I also hired her as a bookkeeper. Well, she got really proficient at what she was doing for us, and other people started to hear about her and have hired her. And now the only thing she does for me now is my books, because she has a little business where she goes around and she's doing the books for several small companies and foundations. And I just think about that, how, you know, it was a dream of mine, but it empowered a dream for her. And yesterday when we renegotiated her work schedule, she said, "If it wasn't for you and Roger, my husband, I would never have the business I do." I'm so grateful for that.
That's great. And you know what? You're right. We all teeter off of, you know, our dreams. Our dreams are other people's caps. And I love that, that you honor who and where she's going to.
Oh, I'm thrilled for her, because I'm thinking I would rather have a bookkeeper who's thrilled to be here a couple of hours a week than to have an assistant who's just trudging through. And I feel like there will be another opportunity for somebody else to come into this and be encouraged in their gifting and their skills and do something that they're supposed to be doing. It's really exciting.
Right. So it sounds like you asked for help, right? And you
on a regular basis.
There you go. I know, because a lot of women, it's really hard for us to ask for help, but I'm learning to delegate, and I think that's a huge thing in our lives.
Right. And really, you know, trying to figure out the partnership with your husband, I think, is a huge thing as well if you're married. You know, what are your strengths? One of the things that one of our goals right now is we have some debt that we're trying to get rid of. And so we have become laser focused on it, and we're doing the small things and the big things. But he's really good at the financial part of it. I'm real, you know, where my skills lie are making a dinner out of leftovers. And so we both bring a certain set of skills to the problem, and we're tackling it the best way within our skill sets that we can.
I love it. I love it. Kathy, it is always so much fun to talk to you. I want to have you back, because I feel like we could just keep talking on and on and on.
We could.
Yeah,
for sure.
There's so much more to talk about. Where do we find you and your information?
If you go to Facebook and you just type in Kathy Lipp, KathiLipp, you can find me there. And that's also my website, KathyLipp.com.
You got it. I'm going to have you back. Thank you so much, Kathy.
Kim, thanks so much.
You got it. And good luck with all your 50-50.
I
love
you.
That. I'm going to use that from now on.
Please,
all right. You got it. All right. Thank you so much. Stay with us. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. We're going to bring up Brenda Clevenger, and we're going to talk about midlife Mona Lisa. And she is, I tell you, you know, I haven't yet talked to her about where she's going, but some of the things that she's done is really funny. It's really great. She always puts a spin on it. And but what I want to do right now is I would like to give away a $30 gift certificate to Sharky's. And that is going to be on my Facebook. And you're going to receive two entries and two beverages to any of the Sharky's. That's Camarillo, Simi Valley, and Ventura locations. And all you have to do is go on and put your name on Kim Pagano Show, The Kim Pagano Show, on Facebook. And I will take the fifth one on there. So Kim Pagano Show on Facebook, become one of my friends there, and put Sharky's right next to it. With that, stay with us. We'll be right back.
What's wrong with the world, mama? People living like they ain't got no mama. Grow your business by advertising in Ventura's only hometown newspaper, the Ventura Breeze, by reaching our highly targeted audience at affordable prices. Your ad will be read by thousands of residents, business owners, and visitors who are ready to become your customers. And mention KVTA to receive an upgrade to color for no additional cost. To be included in the next issue of the Ventura Breeze, contact us at advertising@venturabreeze.com or 653-0791.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show. I'm here with Tom Spence in our cool studio. And I just want to remind you of my every Saturday morning from 6 to 7. It is your wake-up positive station. And we have our show in the morning that's joined with my husband. And we're always talking about positive things on there. This is one of the things that we do. I mean, you hear so many, all these negative things all over the radio and TV and everywhere. And I just really want to kind of really put all the positive together. So I would love to hear if there's something that you have happening or an event coming up or you have a business that you just want to spread the word about in the 805. Give me a call at 805-419-0008. That's 805-419-0008. Or email me at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. Our next guest is Brenda Clevenger, and she's going to be talking about her blog. This lady is she's blogging all over the place, but she blogs about midlife, Mona Lisa. And how she teaches women how to live their grooviest lives after 50. Brenda, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm in Chicago at a blogger conference.
Wow.
So I'm going to be blogging my brains out when I get home.
There you go. What's the weather like there?
Well, yesterday it was about 76, totally unheard of for Chicago in July. And today I haven't been outside. I've been in conference, so I don't know, but it's sunny.
Well, so now when you say you're blogging out there and you're in conference, what are you doing?
Well, this is my first blogger conference, and it's about 2,000 to 5,000 women. I haven't got a total headcount yet that are passionate about life, whatever they're focusing on, food, fashion, photography. So it really gets you revved up being in a group of like-minded people that are all about expressing themselves and stepping into their own. And what I love about being here is they're all different ages, nationalities. There's some men here at the Blog Her conference. So it just shows everyone has something important to say. And thanks to the self-publishing through blogs, people have a means to do that.
Yeah, you know, it's so weird. I mean, growing up, I think, to me, blogging is like a diary, but it's it's like a viral diary that everybody can read. Is that what it is, or
that's what they were in the early 90s?
Okay,
they still can be that. I think there's still the folks that just want to get on there and kind of type out, you know, what they're eating and where they're traveling to and how their honeymoon was, and that's hunky-dory. But they've really evolved where people are turning them more into a publishing platform.
Oh.
They're becoming the experts on a topic. Midlife or dating or
inspiration,
yeah.
Or so basically blogging is like inspiring different people to do what they feel that is important in that one topic.
Right. There's so much, it's become such a specialized world. I mean, if you go look at a magazine rack at Barnes & Noble, you'll see 200 magazines, and that's kind of what the blogging world is too, because, okay, I'm really interested in knickknacks, and then you'll find a blog just on that.
Interesting. And now, I love that your passion and your mission is midlife, right? And teaching women how to live their grooviest. I mean, it's such a funny word, you know, that comes back, you know, is grooviest life after 50. And so, you know, I know that you talk a lot about, you know, in our generation right now, people are, do you choose the blue pill or the red pill, you know? And talk to us a little bit about that.
I was writing my e-newsletter the other day, and I started thinking about, because I do like The Matrix, and that's one movie I'll watch a second time or a third time. And, you know, instead of Morpheus coming along and handing you a choice, take the blue pill or the red pill, I think midlife or menopause comes along in a woman's life, and you get the same choice. If you take the blue pill, you're just going to go down the same path your mother or your grandmother did. And you're going to pretty much think of everything as the good old days were back then, everything's over, I'm just going downhill from here. And so I choose not to swallow the blue pill, and I hope my readers choose to pass on it and take the red pill instead.
So the red pill is more like you're, you know, going to learn new things after 50, it's the new 30.
Yeah, it's. I'm going to take this and become even more awake, even more energized, even more sexual, even more awake and happy, and know that life is ahead of me, not behind me.
I like it. I was just talking to my last guest, Kathy Lip, and she has a book called The Me Project. And so she put together, which I thought I wanted to share this with you, 50 things for the 50 next years. And I thought that was so cool. I was like, okay, I'm so there. Because you do, you know, you get to halfway through your life. Hopefully you have that half left, right? But what are the things, you know, you don't have any children, right?
I've never been married and have never had children. So I'm kind of an odd couple out.
Well, and now, was that of choice or was that just how it ended up?
Really was of choice. My biological clock never ticked. I'm more feline. If I could have had a litter of cats, I think I would have been happy.
Oh, there you go.
And I just haven't met the guy that can, you know, that is the guy yet. So I think it will happen. I'm on a 6-month journey to find him.
Okay, so you're ready now?
I'm ready.
Okay. Okay, I like it. You know what? So many people have a really high expectation. Is that something that you have?
Of finding a partner?
Yes.
Yeah, I think I do, because, and I think the reason, you know, with women particularly, as we become more, you know, we fulfill ourselves. We have our money, we have our friends, we have our travel, we have our bucket list. So if you're going to bring someone into your life, you're going to be probably a little bit particular about who that is.
Oh, definitely, yeah. But sometimes, I mean, you really have to kind of let some of those guards down a little bit. I mean, you know, I guess at 50, people are set in their ways, correct?
They are.
Yeah. And so that's what, you know, you got to really find a really good mesh.
Right. And I think it's still a numbers game. I have had the good fortune to be deeply in love and in a 14-year relationship. That was my ideal. And unfortunately, that one has passed, and I'm hoping to get something similar.
There you go. But now you got some notes from the last one, right? So that's what I call them. You just keep making notes each time you find somebody. You know, oh, I really like that. You know, so Anyways, I just want to remind any of my listeners that are just tuning in right now that you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'm so glad that you are spending some of your time here. I know that all of our time is so valuable out there, and every Saturday morning from 6 to 7 and then again from 2 to 3, you listen to me and my show, and it's all about adding value to our lives. We're talking right now with Brenda Clevenger, and her blog is Midlife Mona Lisa. You make me laugh in your blogs when you send them out. I love what you talk about, and I love that you're really trying to teach women to live their best life, and that's kind of where I'm at. I mean, that's where I thought of our similarities and why I really wanted to have you on my show. And how are you walking that talk?
Well, recently, this is my best example of that. I'm like any other woman. I kind of thought, oh my gosh, here it is. I'm over 50. I'm looking for work. I'm looking for a soulmate. I may have waited too late. And then all of a sudden, I got a call from a reality TV show that wanted me on to compete for a job in New York for Cosmopolitan Magazine, which I love, the magazine.
Yeah.
I love writing. And I'm like, well, what an opportunity. What's the catch? They're like, well, you'll be competing against 22-year-olds.
Kill me now, right?
So I'm thinking, oh, freaking A. should I go and do this or should I not? And I really seriously thought about passing on the opportunity. And I thought, no, Brenda, you're midlife Mona Lisa. You're trying to walk the talk.
That's that positive, negative talk, right, in your
exactly.
brain? Yeah, we all got it. Okay.
Yeah, so I went ahead and did the experience. I did the show. I didn't get the job.
I saw that blog, and I thought it was awesome. You looked hot. And you know what? I mean, that is what it's all about, is really putting your best out there and really being who you are. Because really, even though, 22, we thought we were hot then, it's interesting because, my mom, I'm not even going to say her age, but she is amazing, okay? And she's like, oh, my skin's starting to get wrinkled. And I said, oh, my God, that means that the inside is developing your beauty now. It's not only on the outside.
I love that. I'm going to have to put that on Facebook. That's a great analogy.
Yeah, and I just think that that's what it's all about, I mean, we're all in this body of transportation that we all have. But because our outside starts to get a little weathered, but it doesn't change anything. And actually, you develop more of that beauty inside. And then you've got, bigger and better stories and a little bit more advice. So I think it's all good. I mean, really, you just want to develop that journey.
You want to develop it. You want to enjoy it. And definitely know that it gets better, not worse, because I'm a better person. I can hear it in your voice. You're a better person as you've gotten
wiser, I say, right?
I think we all, our soul, it gets better and better. You and I need to keep announcing this to the women out there so they all know that and don't feel depressed.
Definitely, definitely. And what's interesting is, I'm a hair therapist, and I don't know if we ever talked about that, but I love when women come in and I can help them really from the inside out, help them really enjoy their beauty and to give them that look that just makes them feel so amazing that they can take on the world. And that's kind of my passion.
I can hear it in your voice.
Thank you.
Probably next to your best friend, your hairstylist is your best friend, because, you guys do wonders.
Thank you. And it is true, because some of my clients, actually a lot of my clients, really share their, their thoughts and their insecurities. And just like you said, when you were going up for that show, it's like, wait a minute, no, I can do this, And because you don't win, doesn't mean you didn't win.
Exactly.
Because you
showing up is the point. Show up.
Absolutely. And so what? Talk to us about some of the other things that you're doing in your life and that you're sharing.
Well, what else can I talk about?
What are some of your lifelong goals that you are trying to do?
One of the things that I'm here in Chicago for is I'm taking turning your blog into a book.
Ooh, okay. So you're writing a book.
I want to take it to the next level. I mean, you can post every day, you can write in your journal every day, but, everyone seems to have a goal of writing a book, and how do you actually carve that off and and turn that into reality. So luckily they're doing a full-day workshop on that here. And I really want to put together, I thought and thought and thought about it, what would be a book that would be my contribution to the world, to the female world. And I don't know the exact title, but the theme of it will be, you know, a groovy handbook for women in midlife.
I like
and
it.
And I really want a chapter by chapter of how to just to rock it out and enjoy your inside, your outside, your world. Just a candy dish for us, and we forget it. We forget how blessed we are.
Wow.
And how to just have that wonderful aura about us that we're just excited. Like today in the hotel, I just jumped out of bed. I'm just so excited about
that. Yeah, there you go. Brenda, will you stay with us? We're going to take a really
sure.
quick break, and we'll continue
that.
Talking about your spiritual journey and your adventures and the women that you've met. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs. Looking for a camp, a preschool, an orthodontist? Look no further than ParentClick.com, one-stop shop for families in Ventura County. You'll find everything for every age in the ParentClick directory. Looking for something to do this weekend? Check out our community calendar. How about a place for your teen to volunteer? Read Parent Chatter. Go to ParentClick.com and register for our weekly newsletter. ParentClick.com, the local family scene and city guide for Ventura County.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you so much for taking your day and spending it here on the Kim Pagano Show. And you know what? If you love what we're talking about, share it with your friends. Tell everybody about it. Become one of our Facebook friends on the Kim Pagano Show. And I always put every morning a little positive thought up there and you know, share it. And sometimes you can win stuff on there. Right now, we're giving away a $30 gift certificate to Sharky's, and that is lunch for two, or actually any kind of entry entree for two and two beverages. And that is over at the Sharky's Camarillo, Simi Valley, and Ventura location. So with that, all you do is go to my Facebook at Kim Pagano Show and put your name down there. And then also put Sharky's next to it, and I'm going to take number 5 on there. So with that, I hope that you do that. But share my show with everyone. If you want to feel a little bit better about yourselves and learn what's going on out there. With that, I'm talking to Brenda Clevenger right now, and she's a blogger, and we're talking a little bit about midlife, and Mona Lisa is her midlife. Mona Lisa is her blogging name. But Brenda, tell us a little bit more about some of your goals of where you want to. I know you said you want to make this a book, and I think that's a great idea. I think you've got a lot to offer. I loved your makeup thing. I think you did a makeup one time, didn't you?
Yes, I've done a style ebook and kind of a healthy makeup tutorial on SlideShare.
Yeah, so. I really like that. That was really, I thought it was really good. And so how many, I mean, you must know amazing women and met amazing women through your journey, right?
I have.
And what are some of the things that you've learned?
It's amazing how if you just tune in to the good vibrations of women such as yourself, because you're out there sharing.
Oh, thank you.
How it just attracts more. I think they always say birds of a feather flock together, and you know, you can tell what your life is going to be like by the five people that you hang around with.
Oh, so true. So true.
It's so powerful. And I know I went through a horrendous midlife crisis in 2009 to 2011, which ended up being a blessing. It really helped me take a really close look at some things that weren't working and put my life back together exactly how it should be.
Mm.
So use that knockdown, you know, from the universe to put it back together right. But I just think, you know, that's what's helped me. Like, if I had to look at my life like a chessboard or like a jigsaw puzzle, and make a recommendation to other women who might be feeling at a low point, is just what's working.
Oh, look at what's working first.
Yeah, put that in the middle of the board. What's not working, you know, find out if you can take that off the board. I know it's easier said than done. If you have, you know, a relationship or a job that's not working, those have to be treated methodically and thought through. But it's not as hard as we make it. We overcomplicate things. And I looked at things as I started putting my life back together as I wanted it. I would crack the door on, you know, dating, and if someone was kind and brought sunshine into my life, they stayed. If they turned out to be negative or bring too much baggage, we all have baggage, then I politely asked them to exit. And it just makes life so much better.
Wow, that, you know what, and I totally agree. I really, you know what, I really don't surround myself with people that don't make me feel good and better than I started.
And it's your choice.
Yeah.
People think it's not, but it is absolutely your choice and your right as a person.
Yeah, and even a partner, you know, you want to make sure that you're with somebody that enhances your life. You don't want to depend on them for your happiness, but you want to have them enhance. You want them to bring something to the table.
And that's an excellent point, Kim, that I would like to make, because it's observation, not that I'm a psychologist. I'm just a good journaler and sharer of what I'm learning in life. So probably too many women, myself included in the past, are always looking for that man to plug in and fulfill their life and make it whole.
Right.
Which is backwards. If we go back and we make ourselves
whole, yes.
Then you can invite someone in and share that with them. But it's not their responsibility to make you feel whole.
Yeah, and that's a lot of responsibility for a guy, you know, or vice versa, a partner, that, you know, that you're putting all that responsibility on them. When if you're already really happy and you feel, you know, complete in your life. I mean, even if there's a little, you know, everybody's got life that happens, right? But if, you know, if for the most part you're pretty happy, you know, you're doing the things, you found some of your passions that you're doing, that's what it's all about.
Right. It's about creating, just doing what makes you joyful and building upon that.
Right. Brenda, if you, from your blogging and from your experiences in life, and I love it because you come from a different place, even though it really is kind of the same place, but you're single, I'm married, okay, I have four children, I feel like, you know, sometimes even though I feel so blessed to have them, that's a lot of responsibility that pulls, you know, you're always maybe, you know, I call it double thinking, because you're not only thinking for yourself, you got four kids that you got to make sure, do they make it home? Did they, you know, did they do their homework? Did they get the job? Did they pay the rent? They're, you know, all that stuff. You don't have that. What does that feel like?
Well, I was joking with a psychologist friend of mine on the airplane ride one day, and she also has never been married, no children, by choice. And she goes, Brenda, and I said, you know, the one thing that really concerns me, Linda, about growing older without, you know, having a family and kids, is what will happen when I'm old and need someone to help me. And she goes, oh, Brenda, we'll just move to a convent together, or a communal housing arrangement with all the other single women in the world will take care of each other, which coincidentally, the next week I saw a documentary on that in 60 Minutes about what's happening.
And you know what? That's really great. My girlfriend and I were talking about that because I have a woman's support group. And we were talking about, you know, even God forbid a million times, I always have to say, but, you know, they say men die first, usually. Mm-hmm. I mean, you never know. But, you know, a lot of women are single. And my mom's single. And I thought, God, why not go get a really nice house, hire a housekeeper, and all the women have, you know, these beautiful suites and they could live together. And so I do think that is a great concept. But on the other hand, in a reality world, not a lot of children take care of their family and their kids. And so that is the reality of it. You can't really, you need to be self-sufficient for your own self, not depend on your children, because that's a lot of responsibility for them too. You know, and I remember my kids. Oh, you know what? We're going to have to end right now. But I do want to say, Brenda, thank you so much. I'd love to have you back. And again, Brenda Clevenger, Midlife Mona Lisa. With that, I want to end my show with a positive lift for your life. Be determined to be happy and cheerful in whatever situation you are in. And then perhaps you will see a new solution. With that, Brenda, thank you so much. You've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, and I'll see you next week.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.